Hey everyone. This episode of Busted Stuff originally premiered on Spotify in December 2019, so some of the content may feel slightly out of place. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy. What is the superior type of cookie?
That's a very loaded word. Superior?
That's right.
Cookie supremacy?
Welcome back to Busted Stuff.
Yeah. Well, today we're talking about supremacy.
Introduce yourself first.
My name is Tommy.
I'm John. So, what is the superior type of cookie? What is the best?
So, my favorite kind of cookie... Actually, I was just talking about this yesterday. So...
Where are you?
Kind of. So, you know... Those cookies you get in... No, I'm not lying. I was talking about cookies.
All right.
You know the ones you get, they're in a plastic package you get at, like, ShopRite or, you know, whatever your supermarket is. Do you have a ShopRite where you live?
I don't think I've ever gone to ShopRite before. I go to Stop and Shop or, like, Big
same
Y.
Thing. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I'm not sure what they're made of, but they're made with, like, enriched wheat flour, and they're really kind of, like, soft.
Right.
And then they have this pink icing on them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. They're not mushy.
No.
Like, that's not the right word for it.
They just don't feel very natural at all.
No. They're very much, like, a product of modern...
And they're delicious.
Synthetic creation.
They're kind of like Chewy Chips Ahoy, but less cookie-like and more alien textured.
Yeah. I do know what you're talking about. The frosting on that also, in particular, is very, like...
It's too sweet.
Yeah.
But I love the texture. I don't know. So I wouldn't call those the best.
I enjoy those, too.
I don't think they're the best kind of cookie.
Right.
Maybe Oreos?
I think a classic answer to this is, like, your mother's home cooking cookie.
Yeah.
But it depends on, like, you know... Like, maybe it's your grandmother's cookies or something.
Well,
but
yeah,
that's also not a universal thing.
That's true, but... Well,
so
if we talk
if
just
counts.
Cookie brands, then.
A cookie brand. What's the superior cookie brand?
Yeah.
That's a particular question. Yeah.
Except I also don't know the answer to that. I'm going to say Oreos.
Oreos are pretty good. Like.
They're also kind of unique.
Yeah.
So what is a cookie?
It's a small, baked treat.
So is it brownie? Or a lemon bar. There's something about the shape. I feel like they have to be discs. Well,
no, they don't.
Well,
because they can be like rectangular.
But then you have like a cookie bar. It's not a cookie. Like, you know when you get cookie cake.
You know those,
that's not a cookie.
No,
it's a
but
cake.
Hold on. You know those like biscuit, like coffee biscuit things you get on airlines.
Yeah.
And those are cookies.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
I call them like.
Cookies.
No, there's another... Yeah. You know, okay, so say you're at, like, an event, and there's a tray of, like, small pastry things.
Right.
There's a word for that, and it's not cookie.
I don't know. I think they are.
Maybe.
I mean, you can just call them pastries, but that's not really...
No, that's not
that's
accurate.
More general.
I do think, also, there's an aspect to
a
cookie.
Is a cookie a pastry?
Yes.
Is it, like... What's the word? It's like a hyponym or a hypernym. It's one of the two.
I'm not sure what those are.
It's like... All right, I don't remember which one is which, but one of them is, like, the word that is a more general form of another word, and one is a more specific form of another word.
Okay.
So, like...
I'm guessing hyper is more specific.
It might be. I think that's right. I'm going to have to look it up. But
I was going to say, I think to be a cookie, you have to have rounded edges. I don't think square cookies count.
Okay, rounded edges, but they can still not be discs.
Yes.
Oh, that's
but I
fair.
Think there has to be some sort of, like, beveling going on. Like, you can't have a...
Beveling. It's like a construction project.
Yeah, you can't... I mean, so for example, Wisey's sells cookies, and they are square, but they're still rounded.
Right.
But if you were to have, like, a rectangular prism, that's not a cookie. It's like a brownie or a blondie or a cookie bar or something, you know?
I suppose so.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the ingredients. What ingredients go into a cookie? Sugar, butter.
Right.
Maybe some flour.
Dough.
Well, it's not, yeah.
Cookie dough.
Yeah, so what's cookie dough made of? Sugar, butter, flour.
Yeah.
Like, maybe vanilla
extract,
salt.
So if it's composed of something you can refer to as cookie dough, then you can call it a cookie.
But no.
No?
Well, then what about your little airline biscuit? That's not a cookie, then. That's not made from cookie dough. It's made from biscuit juice. Or whatever you want to call
biscuit,
it.
Biscuit. Mmm. Biscuit juice.
It's made from, like, another mixture.
Sure, but can you call that cookie dough?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not cookie dough.
What do you mean it's not
cookie dough? Cookie dough is cookie dough.
You don't know that.
No, I do. Cookie dough is the chocolate chip stuff that may or may not give you salmonella.
Right.
And that's what you eat. It's got raw eggs in it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it also has eggs in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? There you go.
But, like, everything has eggs, flour, sugar, and butter. That's, like, every food ever.
Just in case you were wondering, a hypernym is a word with a broad meaning that more specific words fall under.
Oh, dang it. I guess because hyper is, like, above.
Yeah, I think that's what
I was thinking hyper, like, extreme.
Hmm.
Like, hyperactive.
Hmm. So a hypernym for cookie would be pastry? Do we think that's true?
Baked good?
Baked good.
I think baked good is the genus here.
All right.
And then you have, like, pastries.
Different species.
Cookies, like, and pastries are not the same.
That's fair.
What is the difference, though? You know what it is? Maybe it's something to do with the mixing process or the cooking process.
I mean, also it's a difference of, like, cookies are, like, a hard, not like a hard thing, but, like, they're full throughout, whereas I think pastries have, like, room for air in them.
Like the flakiness, like if you have folded butter layers and stuff.
Exactly.
But it's like, what makes a cake and a cookie different? Cake is made in, like, a pan.
Mm.
It has depth. And it's also, you know what, with cake,
it's fluffier.
It's like a liquid batter, too.
Yeah.
Versus with some pastries, you have, like, a rolled-out batter. It's more like bread. Mm. And then with cookies, it's like a squishy batter.
The consistency of the batter with which it's made.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, batter versus dough.
Yeah, yeah.
Too. That's another distinction there.
But cookie dough isn't the same as...
as cake batter.
Like cake batter. And that's not the same as, like, you know, cinnamon roll dough. Because a cinnamon roll is... It looks like a bread dough, and then you roll it up with, like, a stripe of cinnamon inside it.
Yeah.
So it looks like bread. It doesn't look like a glop of stuff or like a liquid cake.
Mm.
So in conclusion, my favorite cookie,
yeah,
it's probably birthday cake.
Well done, well played. I think my favorite cookie is probably pizza.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it's baked good.
Pizza.
Pizza is a baked... You bake pizza.
Okay, now this is pizza getting into, dough. Like, is a taco a sandwich? Yeah, that's where we're going with this.
I hate that.
Me
Let's
too.
Let's not talk about that.
We just did for, like, 10 minutes.
No, that was... We were more intelligently talking about it, okay?
Yeah, because we said hypernym.
That's right.
All you need to do is sandwich is a hypernym for taco.
All right. We can't be those people.
Well, we already are.
That's
we're just pretending we're not.
Yeah. And I'm gonna keep pretending.
Right? I mean, if you pretend long enough, it becomes real.
Exactly.
That's what I did with, you know, Santa, the raccoon living under my bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, demons.
Wait, you pretended the raccoon under your bed was there long enough that there a raccoon,
a real raccoon
spontaneously appeared under your bed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or just like,
that's impressive.
Night demons.
Do we want to talk about? What was it? Jellyfish? Or Octopus Man?
Oh, the Octopus Demon?
Octopus Man.
Yeah, that was real.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's right.
You know, I still don't know how asleep I was.
How many episodes can go between, like, when we first reference something and when we, reference something again before people are expected to not know what we're talking about?
Because
that was a while ago.
It doesn't... They should know everything.
They should know every reference
every time there's a new episode, people should study all of the past episodes.
I think that's fair. I think that's a reasonable expectation.
This is a cumulative podcast.
That's right.
Everyone
be a test
builds
at the end.
Yeah, and they all build off of each other. So you don't really have to study.
Be prepared for an essay.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
I feel like it should be multiple choice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel like it's more...
What about, like, a multiple-part test where, like, different sections? So, like, you have your
multiple choice part. Like, what would a short answer question be?
I don't know. Describe, like, a time you were vibed.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, that sort of thing. And then...
Multiple choice would just be, like, you know, who was the real villain in Mickey Mouse the Winter Soldier? And we all know who was the real villain.
I'm not going to answer it on the podcast. That would give it away.
Okay, I actually, all I remember is that Mickey Mouse was the good guy. Oh, wait, Walt Disney was the villain.
He was the bad, but, like, it was a flip at the end.
Well, the big twist was that Mickey Mouse was actually the good guy. He was just really bad at expressing it.
Really,
he was
awkward.
In a dirty, crusty Mickey Mouse costume that looked really creepy.
Nice.
And that's why they froze Walt Disney. But we don't need to get into the lore.
Anyway, so, back to Octopodes.
Oh, yeah, the Octopus Man. Yeah, I mean, this only happened once, so it's not like it was a repeated thing.
Yeah.
Where I, every night, was like, oh, the Octopus Man is coming. It was just one time.
Yeah.
But I think that was sort of that was the end result of many nights of me hallucinating or something.
Mm.
You know,
half asleep. By the end of it, he became real.
Yeah, by the end of it, like, I was actively fighting for my life every time I went to bed.
That's right.
But I made it, so I'm here now. I have to say something.
Okay.
I drank so much liquid, like, within the past 20 minutes.
What does that mean?
So,
all right.
So,
how...
Okay. All right. So, I went to the gym today at, like, 12:15.
Sure.
And I have my water bottle.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, a 16-ounce water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I probably drank about a water bottle's worth of water while I was at the gym. And then, I continued to drink more water, went back to the room, I, like, did some little work stuff, and then I went to eat. And I got, like, a 12-ounce cup of water.
Okay.
And so I drank that. But then it was, like, maybe 1:43. And
okay.
I was like, wait, I have to go do radio very soon.
Yeah.
And I haven't had coffee. Which has now become,
this is part of your routine.
It's now part of my routine.
It's so that our conversation is more sporadic and hard to follow.
Yeah. That's the main thing. And it also keeps me from being tired. Because normally I'd be falling asleep at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So... I realized I haven't had coffee yet, and I have, like, 10 minutes before I have to come up here. So I down a full cup of coffee.
Oh, my God.
So, basically,
I've had so much to drink.
I have inhaled, like, a half gallon of fluids within the past hour.
Impressive.
So I'm probably going to get very jittery at the end of this because I'm going to really have to pee.
That's fair. That's all right.
But I just wanted to let the people know that. What was the most you've ever had to drink?
I don't think I... That's a good question. I mean, just yesterday, I was out at a holiday party, just kind of hanging out with some friends, and so at the party, I had, like, a lot of water.
Nice.
Because I don't drink myself, so I just had a lot of water, like, with me.
Yeah, to clarify, we're talking about how much you've drank, as in, like, just volume of fluid, not
alcohol. We're not talking about alcohol.
We do not condone the underage consumption of alcohol.
We do not. That's right. I had, like, 5, like, solo cups full of water.
That's a lot of water.
It's a lot
of
water.
That's, like, 60 ounces of water.
I mean, it was over the course of, like, a couple hours, but, like...
Why were you so thirsty?
I wasn't. It was just something to do.
Oh, I feel that.
You know what I mean? Like,
what always happens to me is I end up just drinking it from an empty cup, and it's like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know when you drink and there's always just that one single drop that sort of condenses
at
the bottom?
But you want to get it.
And you got to get it,
and
every time...
You got kind of like... I mean, I'm making a motion. No one can see me. Like, this podcasting is not a visual medium.
Wow. Really?
Oh, well, maybe it is.
I thought there was, like, a camera on us this whole time.
Is there?
It could be.
Well, so, you know when you, like, kind of tilt your head back and, like, you're trying to get it, and I'm making, like, a...
Yeah.
I'm pretending to hold a cup right now towards the microphone.
We got you.
Yeah. So, I was doing that, but also, I just had a lot of water, and because I was, like, dancing at the party, too, it was, like, kind of sloshing around, and
it's like, ugh! Just getting water everywhere.
No, in me. Not in the cup.
Oh, that's much worse.
I mean, like, I felt really, like, full of water.
like bloated, or...
Yeah.
You know, one of my least favorite things... Here's another cross-country story, because apparently I peaked during cross-country, and I can only tell stories about my high school fall running experiences.
It's all right.
So, after workouts, after the run, we would do an ab workout.
Yeah.
And we'd be doing sit-ups and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you drink a lot of water during practice, except all the food from your body would be basically gone.
Yeah.
You'd have consumed everything. So your stomach is empty, except for all this water sloshing around.
Yeah.
So you'd be
That's what I mean, because I only had dinner after the party.
Right. But what I was saying is, like, you you'll be doing sit-ups or something, and you can actually hear your stomach sloshing.
Mm.
Have you had that before?
Yeah.
I hate that.
It's awful.
And it's, like, loud.
And well, like, no one else can hear it.
No, they can. Like, I've heard other people's stomachs do that.
Really?
And that's how I realized that people can hear my stomach do that. And then I was like, oh, this is terrible.
This sucks.
Because it's just, you're just, you know, like, one, two, whoop, whoop, whoop. It just sounds so horrible.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy, too.
It is a little, it's odd that you can hear it.
It's just like, there's just liquid sloshing around inside my body.
Yeah.
It's like I'm a swimming pool and there's an earthquake going on. Or something like that.
What a metaphor.
Yeah. It's
just, wow.
Hmm. Sorry, you were saying with
I don't think I was saying anything, I'm going to be honest.
So five solo cups of water is the most liquid you've ever had in a
I mean, that's the most, that's what comes to mind. What's your favorite type of drink?
Water.
I really like water.
Water's great. You know what's the best thing ever? When you're really thirsty,
yeah.
You drink water,
mm.
It tastes so good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nothing tastes better.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you can have Gatorade or whatever,
mm-hmm.
which is good if you want your electrolytes. And
I'm not big. So here's the I don't really like Gatorade, and I have a particular reason for it.
Okay.
So, whenever I have Gatorade, it always harkens back to, like, when I'm sick as a child.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you have Gatorade because it's supposed to, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Electrolytes.
Electrolytes. So, whenever I have Gatorade, I'm like, it always brings back memories of me just feeling kind of
ill
and, like, not energized, and it just does the opposite effect of what it should.
Yeah.
And so I just don't really enjoy it. I mean, it tastes good.
It tastes okay.
Like, it's, yeah. But at the same time, that association with it in my mind makes me not want to actually have
it. I get that for sure. What do you think about Powerade?
I don't think I've had Powerade, maybe.
So Georgetown is a Powerade school.
Oh.
At the dining hall, you can only get Powerade from the dispenser because, I think it's Coke. Yeah, Coke owns Powerade.
Who owns Gatorade? Pepsi?
Maybe? I don't know. But Powerade, to me, Gatorade is okay, but Powerade is just intolerable. Every time I drink it, it kind of gives me this weird aftertaste that
right.
I can only describe as cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah, cheese. Mm. No, it's sort of this, it's like pungent, and it has a gross mouthfeel, and it's almost metallic. Maybe I have a bad response to Powerade, but I can't drink it.
That sounds quite...
It also smells like cheese.
Pepsi does own Gatorade.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, there you go.
All right, phones
we away. Love corporate consolidation.
Well, I mean, Pepsi and Coke own everything.
That's true.
They own me.
Do they own this podcast? Are we sponsored?
By Coke and Pepsi.
Are we a subsidiary of both of them?
They compromised.
I see.
To run this specific thing.
Impressive.
So that was actually our ad for Coke and our anti-ad. Wait, no. Powerade is Coke.
Yeah.
So Powerade's gross. So sorry, Coke.
So we're sponsored by Pepsi.
We're sponsored by Pepsi now.
Okay, that makes sense.
We only serve Sierra Mist. Or do we only serve Sprite?
I don't know.
You know Sierra Mist?
No, I don't.
Sierra Mist is, like, not Sprite. If a restaurant doesn't have Sprite, they might have Sierra Mist.
Interesting.
Which is kind of gross.
You should ask the waiter or waitress when they come up, can I have a Sierra Mist?
They'll be like, why would you ask for that? Ask for Sprite. And then you'll be like, can I have a Sprite? Be like, oh, sorry, we only have Sierra Mist. Just think about the Sierra Nevada mountain range.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Misty, I'm sure, because there's mountains. Imagine if you go there and you're hiking and you just open your mouth and the mist, it tastes like
Sierra
lemon
mist.
Lime.
Wow.
It's like super sweet.
What a magical experience that would be.
Which means the
clouds But that means there. That when the way that they make Sierra Mist is just by going to that location and just like collecting like moisture
and
so
you
the
know
air.
What they do? They have, it's a really yeah. beautiful process. They have these giant buckets towed by like swans or something. You
That's
know,
right.
Really elegant.
Yeah.
And they just fly them across the mountains collecting this mist.
Mm.
And they bring the mist to their mist refinery plant.
Yeah.
And they just kind of cool it a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. Let the precipitation happen. And
yeah. And that's how you generate Sierra Mist.
Magical.
Except that implies that there's some magic thing in the clouds which causes
sugary... Do you even like Sierra Mist?
I don't like soda.
Neither do I.
Oh, yeah, you don't drink soda. Like,
I never. No.
You've had Sprite, though, right?
I don't think I have.
What?
Well, is it Sprite carbonated? I assume it is.
It's soda.
Yeah, so, like, I don't... Or, then why did you ask me...
What is this Sprite? Coca-Cola, what is this?
All right. Well,
you must have had Sprite.
Maybe. Probably like once or twice. I just don't drink carbonated stuff.
But like, you must have had it at some point.
I mean, I'm not denying that maybe at one point in my life I have had it.
You're like, there's this video of a guy on BuzzFeed who's like never had vegetables before. And there's another video, the same guy.
It's like the guy who doesn't know anything or has never heard of anything before. Yeah.
Then the same guy, he's like, this guy tries a bunch of fruit for the first time.
Yeah.
And he like picks up a blueberry or something. He's like, what is this?
No, I was thinking of a college humor bit.
Oh, okay.
That was different.
Yeah, this was real. Well, quote unquote real. It's from BuzzFeed, so I don't know how real it can be. But this guy, he's like, I forget. Yeah, he picks up like a blueberry or a grape, and he's like, this is so weird. He like cuts it and eats it, and he's like, ew. And I just hated every second of it.
Why did you watch it then?
It was, you know, clickbait.
Well, yeah, fair.
I'm a slave to the media.
Yeah. Well, aren't we all?
What else do you think what do you think I do every night when I go back to the dorm?
I'm like typing an essay and just kind of look over and I just see either a meme compilation or a BuzzFeed video.
No, see, my rule is every time, we were just talking about this, when I go back to the dorm room, I don't work.
That's right.
The dorm room is for sleeping and hanging out and peaceful time for me. I work elsewhere. But it basically means anytime I'm in the room, it's a guarantee that I'm not being productive. Hence, videos of people eating fruit for the first time.
Mm.
Which I think is even more heinous than people not having tried Sprite. Because, like, I can understand if you've never had soda. But, like, how could you not have eaten fruit?
That doesn't make any sense. How are you alive?
Right.
Like, how do you not have scurvy?
Oh, scurvy, that's the best.
Right.
I just like the reference.
Oh, is there a reference?
No, I just like that you referenced scurvy.
Scurvy?
Yeah, it's a fun word. You know, lack of vitamin C or whatever. That's what it is, right?
I think so.
It's a lack of vitamin C.
Pirates get it. I know that.
All sailors get it, too.
Well, you know.
I guess pirates are sailors.
Pirates are sailors.
But most sailors...
Sailors aren't necessarily pirates.
Most sailors aren't pirates.
So sailor is a hypernym of pirate?
I feel like we're misusing hypernym.
No, that's correct. I'm pretty sure.
So it's just a larger category?
It's just a larger category of a word.
I don't like that.
Why not?
I don't know. Why do we have to call it a hypernym?
It's like a linguistic thing.
I guess, yeah, nym is...
I'm in linguistics right now.
I actually took that class last year.
Which is why I'm talking about it. I wouldn't have known that otherwise, I'm being honest.
I don't remember learning that in linguistics last year, but I probably wasn't paying attention.
Fair.
Hypernyms and...
Hyponyms.
Maybe we did talk. What's the greater unit?
It was a very, like, brief thing.
What unit are you guys in right now?
We're done.
Oh.
I mean, our last class was, like, Thursday.
Okay. Well, what
today's Saturday.
What unit was the hypernym?
I don't even remember, I'm gonna be honest. Maybe I wasn't paying attention that much either.
Okay.
Well, cool. Do you have a favorite drink besides for water?
Besides for water.
Besides water.
What else do I drink regularly? Milk? No, I mostly drink milk and cereal, or when I'm eating my daily corn.
Wow.
What other beverages are like juice?
I really like... Well, this is a holiday specific thing, but I really like eggnog.
I don't remember the last time I had eggnog.
Eggnog is wonderful.
Is it sweet?
Yeah. It's like a milkshake, but not a milkshake.
But eggy.
I mean, yeah, but like in a good way.
Well, how is it made?
It's like, I don't know.
It's just
you milk the eggnog.
Oh, okay, right. The eggnog. Well, the eggnog is actually an animal.
it's
called an eggnog.
It kind of sounds like an animal.
The milk
it?
Of the eggnog. We call it eggnog.
It's like,
not very
get
creative.
Get David Attenborough.
It's like, yeah.
The wild eggnog.
What does an eggnog look like?
It's like slightly eggish.
So an egg with legs.
Sure.
And googly eyes.
That sounds about right.
It just kind of waddles around and you just like...
It's kind of like it... Yeah.
You have to just crack the shell a little bit and then eggnog comes out.
It just spurts out. Is it like it's blood?
The blood of the eggnog. Uh-oh. Yeah, so it's sweet.
Yeah.
I assume it's made
It's like thicker than milk.
So it's thick egg milk?
Yes. But in a good way. In an appetizing way.
That sounds gross.
Thick egg milk. It is excellent.
I mean, honestly, you know what's kind of a
but
fun
only,
game?
All right, it's excellent in, like, small quantities. You can have, like, a glass.
Would it make you feel sick after a while?
If you had, like, three glasses, you would... First of all, that's a ton of calories because it's, like, really...
Oh, nice.
Like, a heavy thing. But also, like, you kind of lose the effect, and it's just kind of...
Gross. I'll have to try some over winter break.
Yeah. Just get, like, a glass with, like, Christmas dinner.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm going to buy eggnog.
Good work.
Just have my... You know what I'm going to get eggnog for our room.
Really?
And I can store it in the mini fridge.
That's true.
And we'll have our own eggnog stash to go with the current packet of mayonnaise, Smucker's jelly, and 2 cups of applesauce that are there right now.
You're giving away our secrets. Wow.
You know that mayonnaise... I think,
how long has that been there?
So, at the beginning
like
of the year...
That was, like, August?
It was August. Ugh. So, they had boxed lunches downstairs at the dining hall.
Yeah.
And I needed food.
Yeah.
And apparently they were for athletes only, but I went down there and I grabbed 2 because I was hungry.
Because you're a hooligan, that's what you are.
Yeah, that's what I am. And I had... There came with mayonnaise, mustard. You know how the Georgetown Catering always gives you those packets of condiments?
Yeah.
And I didn't use the mayonnaise, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll use this later, as one does. And I put it in the fridge, and it's been there since...
Well,
I guess I could put it on the applesauce?
No.
You know what we could really do?
What's that?
If we mixed everything we have in the fridge right now,
yeah,
it'd be pretty gross.
Oh, it'd be awful.
I had a sandwich in there that I ate yesterday.
Why would you suggest we do that?
Well, I want to hear me out. This is what we would get.
Uh-oh.
So I have a chicken avocado wrap with bacon in it from Epicurean that I didn't finish. I finished it yesterday, but let's say I didn't finish it. So we have that wrap. We douse it in applesauce and Smucker's jelly, and then a little garnish of mayonnaise.
Yum.
Honestly.
And then dunk it in eggnog.
Yeah. And it's just dunked in eggnog.
Yeah.
Microwaved.
Wow.
You know, that's,
I'd rather have grub.
You know what's actually really gross?
What's that?
We were talking about how things mixed with milk would be bad, but things mixed with mayonnaise, so much worse.
Oh, yeah.
Because mayonnaise is delicious, but like...
I hate that I like mayonnaise.
Like, that's so accurate.
Mayonnaise is, on principle, disgusting.
Like, I've eaten straight-up mayonnaise on bread.
That's awful.
Isn't that just horrible? And I loved it. I loved every second of it. Until afterwards, I was like, I feel like, terrible.
Oh, yeah, no. Mayonnaise... But here's, like, if you don't know that a thing has mayonnaise on it, and it's like, wow, this is really good. What is this?
Oh, that tang, that
yeah,
richness.
It's like, what's on this? It's mayonnaise. And it's like, damn.
Ew.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like Miracle Whip. Isn't that pseudo-mayonnaise?
I have no idea.
That just sounds gross. But, you know, mayonnaise on its own. Like, we had the milk scenario. Was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks last ago, or... week. Because we were talking about Grab Blast.
No, that was 2 shows ago. Last week was Thanksgiving. Our last show was the Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Yeah, we talked about Grab.
Did we really?
Yeah. That was the last show.
That must have been a good
episode.
I mean,
timing-wise, it was 2 weeks ago we didn't record over Thanksgiving.
Right.
But...
So if we take the concept of putting things in milk and we replace milk with mayonnaise, everything gets worse. Imagine a bowl of mayonnaise.
Ugh.
Like, imagine having to eat a bowl of mayonnaise with a spoon.
Yikes.
But then you just add, like, corn. Or like
you keep coming. I mean, that really is the worst.
Or
thing.
No,
back to the corn in the bowl.
See, one thing that was saved with milk, was the fruit thing.
But imagine that wouldn't work.
Like a bunch of melon, cut up in a bowl of mayonnaise, and you're just like,
you know? Yum.
You could have that in a bowl. People are like, oh, he's eating fruit and yogurt. How normal. And they come over like, what you got there? Be like, oh, it's my daily mayonnaise bowl. And they're just like, Mom,
that'd be so unhealthy too.
What are you talking about? Mayonnaise is so good for you.
Yeah?
Omega-3.
Really?
Some mayonnaise are healthy.
I feel like it can't be good for you.
No, probably. I mean, it's mayonnaise.
Yeah, my God.
I feel like that will shut down your organs.
You'll just die.
Like, how much would you have to be paid to eat a bowl of mayonnaise?
A lot of money. Like, a lot of money.
That makes me sick just to think about it.
Oh, God.
Maybe we should change the subject.
We should.
How do we talk about mayonnaise? How did we get here?
Favorite drink? Eggnog?
I had this when you mentioned the blood of the eggnog.
Oh good, we're back to here.
I thought of this fun game.
Yeah.
Where like you take drinks and relabel them as like what they actually are in sort of a terrible way.
Okay.
So like instead of milk we could say like udder juice.
Nice.
Or instead of orange juice it could be like I don't know, orange juice is
fruit
pretty
fruit blood.
Yeah, or like
I don't know.
Tree squeezings.
Yikes. What's Orange Fanta then?
Zesty tree squeezings. Maybe this wasn't a good game. I thought it would be better, but I can't think of any other drinks besides juice, milk, and water. And well, water is just water.
And eggnog is just like...
Well, eggnog is the blood of the eggnog.
Oh, that's fair.
I feel like that should be a new Christmas story.
The blood of the eggnog?
Yeah.
Like a horror story.
You know, it goes with like Krampus and the... wait, who are those 13 evil dwarves?
Sausage Stealer.
Sausage Stealer and Sheep Clawed, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, the Yule Lads.
The Yule Lads. The Yule and Lads. The Giantess.
The evil child-eating one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just add the blood of the eggnog
to that. We've been really top-notch on the references to our previous podcast today. We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
It honestly makes our job easier.
It probably makes it harder to listen to, though.
Yeah, because we're just jumping from one thing to the other. Yeah, like
no one knows
we know exactly what we're talking about.
And nobody else does.
And it's completely incomprehensible.
You're just going to have to listen to every other podcast.
As we said before, you have to listen to all of them before you can listen to this one. You know, and also, by doing that, we can artificially up our listener count.
That's right.
Because we force everyone to listen every time.
Or people just rate us low stars. And...
oh, we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, well, it's not.
We're going to talk about it anyway.
All right.
So on Apple Podcast?
Apple Podcast. We were kind of like looking at how we were doing. We're just doing this for fun, let's be honest. But we were just looking to see like, ooh, what have people rated us? And someone rated us 3 stars. Like, come on, man.
I mean, am I surprised?
No.
No.
Not really.
But like, I'm still disappointed.
Yeah.
At least could put an explanation.
Yeah, they didn't leave all right. My take on it is that if you put 5 stars or if you put 1 star, your review is self-explanatory. Like,
yeah,
you didn't like it or you really liked it. But 4, 3, 2, I feel like that has more nuance to it, and yeah. I respect that. But you need to articulate what your position is.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, we're not Malcolm Gladwell. We know we're not like a professional podcast.
Yeah.
But we still deserve the time of day.
That's right.
To get an explanation.
Thank you very much.
Sincerely, 2 salty podcast people. I mean, we don't have any other reviews besides the...
We don't have any reviews.
Yeah, we just
we
have
just
like...
We just have ratings.
Ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer. All right. I'm going to have to write a review.
Yeah?
Just to kind of make us look
better. I feel like that's disingenuous.
Well, I want people to see the review, so that way they'll be more inclined to listen. Like, I'll write up a show description in review form. And then I'll give it 1 star.
You can just put that on... Oh, good. You can just put that on the show description bit.
Yeah, but that's hard.
You actively didn't want to put a description for the show because really this show isn't about anything.
Yeah, it's just dumb. You know how I describe this? On WGTB,
yeah,
on the radio schedule, each show has a description.
Right.
And so since this podcast is part of my greater radio show, I describe my show as being a 2-part thing. The second part or whatever is music and I play whatever. And I said, the other part is a new podcast. And I specifically call it a useless podcast.
Good. Very good.
Because we don't have, like, an end goal here. We're not trying to teach.
No.
We're not trying to investigate.
We're not even really trying to entertain, let's be honest. We'd fail miserably.
Well, no, if we tried, it would be worse.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're only, like, we're in this middle ground where we try, but we don't
but
try
not
too
hard. Yeah.
You know, we don't prepare anything.
No. We came in, like, 5 minutes before we started recording. Like, we walked in and we're like, okay, what are we going to talk about? And we just kind of like...
We're like, I don't know.
I don't know, figure it out.
I mean, the only thing
It's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, because if I'm hyper enough, if one of us thinks of some random question to start with...
It'll just go places.
The stuff will get busted. You know? We went from your favorite cookie to the blood of a fictional creature in, like, 20 minutes.
That's impressive. Has it only been 20 minutes?
I actually don't know. No, it's been 35.
Impressive.
Same thing, though.
Yeah.
You know? It's all part of the daily cycle.
Mm. Did you have anything else I wanted to talk about?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I guess winter break is coming. But we can talk about that next week, because we have one more show.
Yeah, that's true.
Before... I have this next week, the show, it's right before one of my, like, worst final.
Oh, God.
Which is going to be a nice...
Yikes.
The whole time I'll pop. You know what actually is good, though? What? I'll drink the coffee before the show.
You'll be really hyper during the show.
And then when I go into the final, I'll just be like...
You'll just crash
wired
and fail the
and
final.
Die.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have to drink another coffee.
Oh, God. Another... It's just power creep. It's
That's how I get addicted, though.
Yeah, that's what happens. This is how it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I only have one cup every 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm still worried, you know? Because I don't want to fall into a trap of, you know, I'm nothing without my morning coffee.
A slave to the consumer culture of the coffee industry.
I saw a comic. It was, I actually saw this like 30 minutes ago or 50 minutes ago or something. And it was two people talking, and one of them was like, I'm nothing without my coffee. The other one slaps the coffee out of their hand. They're like, you're nothing anyway. I was like, whoa.
Whoa. Yikes.
What else is going on? Oh, are you going to see Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited for Star Wars?
That's the thing. I don't think I am. I can't call the emotions that I feel about it excitement. But do I want to see it? Yes. And am I actively hoping that it'll be good? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm of the position that, like, the new movies get a bad rap. And, like, they're better than people say they are.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not incredible.
Yeah, they're like,
they're
fun.
Like good movies.
They're good.
And then, I don't know. I feel like I want to... I've been talking about this a little bit, but I want to watch the movies leading up to it before I go see it, because so much has happened since 2015,
yeah,
when the seventh movie came out, that like I want to make sure I remember what happened.
And also, episode 9, I mean, it's functioning as the end of a 3-trilogy arc.
Should we try and watch all of them then? Like,
I'm not going to.
No?
I don't think so.
I like... Part of me wants to, but part of me is like, that's way too much effort to go for this one movie.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, I know Star Wars very well.
Yeah.
Like,
I wouldn't gain a whole lot from watching all 9 of them.
Yeah. I am curious, though, how they're gonna... Because I have no idea... This trilogy, it doesn't really have an arc to it so far. It's hard to pin down.
I think that's why I need to rewatch them, because with... I mean, I can't tell you what's going to happen because I don't know where the story is going.
Right. There was no real cliffhanger at the end of the last one. It just sort of ended.
Yeah.
And this, like, I think the issue is they didn't write all the movies, like, together.
No.
Like, there wasn't a storyboard going through all three.
Which there totally should have been. If you want to write a, like, cohesive story, that's, like, number one.
Right, if you're going to split it over 3 movies, especially if the last movie is going to sum up all 9.
Yeah.
That's a big task, and that's kind of hard. Like, I would not want to be in the position.
No, definitely not.
Because, like, you know everyone's going to be sad and mad no matter what happens.
Oh, yeah. Are you of the position that episode 8 was, like, bad, or was it good?
It was fine. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It had great moments. It had weird moments.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a radical centrist here, which is the worst thing ever. In the words of myself last night at 1 a.m., radical centrism is a plague on society.
Wow. What a bold position.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not that bold. It's also unoriginal.
Yeah.
But...
I've heard that before.
I think it's okay to be a centrist with Star Wars because it's Star Wars. It's like a weird cult movie.
Yeah. I liked the 8th movie more than a lot of the other movies, but, like, for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, it was, like, as a movie, I feel like it was more compelling than normal, but it also just made, by the end of it, some weird decisions were made that left me confused.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't matter if we spoil a movie on this podcast.
It came out, like, 2 years
ago. Does anyone care?
No one cares.
All right. If you care...
Bye.
Bye. So, when, at the end, like, when, what's even his... Snoke.
Snoke.
When he dies and, like, they have that cool fight in the throne room...
Yeah.
I was like, wow, they did the thing where, Kylo Ren became good. I was like, I was kind of hoping that would happen because it's different and cool.
Yeah.
But then he didn't. They teased it enough, and then I was excited, and then they stopped. I was like, all right, well, why did you do that in the first place then?
Right, and that I think where we're left now, it's like, are the two, Kylo Ren and Rey, are they going to be love interests? Are they going to be siblings? Are they going to be allies? Are they going to be enemies?
Yeah, I have no idea. And like, it could be any of those, but I should have an idea by now.
Right, because that was like the middle movie where you kind of set up the main climactic conflict. So you know what... I mean, at the end of Empire Strikes Back, you kind of know, okay, the good guys, they got beat, but they've regrouped, and now they have to take on the Empire one last time.
Yeah.
In this movie, it's like, there's 10 good guys left. The bad guys are still fine.
Yeah.
And
Not a whole lot happened.
They kind of went back to square one.
Yeah.
Like, the movie just sort of went in a circle.
Mm.
And the only thing that changed was, like, some people died along the way, but it really didn't affect the overall standing of anything.
That's right.
I mean, I overanalyzed the movie. Like, if the original trilogy of Star Wars movies came out now, I'd be like, wow, these are terrible.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they're, like, that great.
They're really not, like, good movies. They're just fun and so loved by everyone, you know? Yeah. Like, I watched the Star Wars movies as a kid, like, a million times.
Yeah. I'm way more fond of the prequel ones than I am of the originals.
Really?
Because that's what I watched a lot as a kid.
Okay.
And, like, I grew up watching the Clone Wars on, like, Cartoon Network.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so I'm more attached to those characters than I am to, like, Luke.
Yeah, I always enjoyed those stories of, like, the prequel time more, I think, too.
Yeah, they're just cool.
They are fun. It's, like, a much bigger... Well, because they, like, expanded
it's
the
grander.
Universe a lot.
It's, like, yeah. And it's flashier, too.
Exactly.
Hmm.
And it's harder to tell... It's easier to tell, like, a Star Wars story with modern technology.
Yeah.
You know, because the old ones, they did really well. With, like, models and miniatures and the animation they could do back then. And they accomplished that, but you can't just do the same things that you can now. So it's a lot harder to have, like, a large-scale, you know, Star War.
Yeah.
Like you can do with even 2002's technology.
Have you been enjoying The Mandalorian?
I have, yeah. I didn't watch the episode from yesterday yet, but...
I've only seen the first episode myself, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's fun. And Baby Yoda, of course.
Hmm.
Is that a spoiler?
No.
No, everyone knows
it's
about Baby Yoda.
It's on Twitter
everywhere.
It's everywhere,
yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not aware that it's everywhere, you probably don't care about Mandalorian, so...
Come on.
All right, this is a... Generally, we don't really care about spoilers that much here.
No.
Because it's like... I mean, most of the movies we talk about, it came out a while ago.
They're old movies.
Like, we talked about Captain America. Winter Soldier came out in, like, 2014. Can you believe that? I was a freshman in high school when that came out.
It's weird to think that, like... I think of the sequel trilogy to Star Wars being new.
Yeah.
Like, but that came out... The first one came out in 2015. That's, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah, that was sophomore year of high school.
Like, they're not new anymore.
Like, I was a child. I'm still a child, but I was, like, a much childer.
A much childer.
I was
child.
A much childer.
Wow.
I was a young lad when they came out.
That's right. Man, I remember seeing Iron Man in theaters.
And that was, like, what, 2007?
That's 2008.
2008?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I was in second grade.
That's ridiculous.
Or third grade. But, yeah, that's wild.
I was 7 years old.
Also, I was not on the Marvel train until, like, 2012, probably.
Hmm.
You know, once the Avengers happened. But even then, honestly, I think...
Have I told you how I watched the MCU?
Didn't you watch it all last year?
Like, before Endgame came... Or was it leading up... It was leading up to Infinity War.
Right.
I've only seen Iron Man and The Incredible Hulk. And, like, Iron Man 2. Like, sporadically and not... I didn't realize that they were all connected, till way later.
Okay.
Like, I knew, but I didn't keep up with it at all. And so I wanted to see Infinity War with my brother, and he, like, knew all the things. And so I was like, all right, you know what? Let's make this happen. And so that was my senior year of high school. I just kind of, like, because in senior year of high school, you don't really have a whole lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, watched all the movies. I, like, rented them for, like, $3 on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, because I had this gift card. And so I just went for it. Solid movies. A lot of not solid movies, but overall solid movies.
How do you feel about Martin Scorsese's take?
I don't really agree. Like, that strikes me as someone who's maybe seen, like, a couple of the movies, but also didn't really pay attention and hasn't seen the really good ones.
Yeah, I think
it's just like any other movie where some are good, some are bad.
Yeah, and it's also a different category of movie, I would say. I think he is right in that they're designed to do a specific thing, and they're less about, you know, artistic expression.
Sure.
Like, the filmmakers behind a Marvel movie are part of a huge machine, and they're not working with, like, A24 Studios or something.
Sure.
But they can still be good movies.
Yeah. Like, and just they can because, still be artistically valuable movies.
Yeah, just because they're sort of commercialized, nostalgia-driven, mass-market appealing.
It doesn't mean that there's not nuance to the story they're telling or to the cinematography involved.
Yeah. Like, they're fun to watch movies, and they have some good scenes.
Yeah.
And I think Martin Scorsese lamenting this decline in cinema.
Mm-hmm.
There's still so many other good movies that are coming out at the same time that get a lot of good press. And it's just those good movies, obviously they're not going to get the same numbers because they're not designed to do that.
Yeah.
They're designed to be good movies, and a side effect of that is people go to see them.
Do you care about the Oscar or the award seasons at all? No. Do you pay attention?
Never.
No. I don't really pay attention to them either, but I'm around people who do care about them more. And the more I pay attention, the less I care about how the awards are distributed, because they seem to just... They're distributed by, like, very specific mindset.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't really agree with them a whole lot.
I don't know who... I don't know. I know who they are, but I don't listen to, like, 90% of the music for the Grammys. I don't watch a lot of the Oscar-nominated movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a good amount of them, but I don't actively seek out... You know how you see a trailer and you're like, oh, this is Oscar bait?
Yeah.
Or, like, you know... this movie is going to go, like, get nominated. Yeah. It's like, that doesn't really interest me.
It doesn't compel me to go see the movie.
Yeah, it's like, cool, Meryl Streep has a billion Oscars or whatever, but...
Yeah.
You know she's from New Jersey?
Is she?
Yeah, she's from New Jersey, and they had, a celebration to honor her, and she didn't show up.
Huh.
She was like, I gotta be in L.A. or whatever.
Well, rip.
Are there any famous people from Connecticut?
Oh, Mark Twain is from Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I've been to the Mark Twain house. It's really cool.
Nice. Anyone else?
Mark Twain's like the big one, I'm gonna be honest. That's like the one you go to if you need to think of an answer to that question.
I feel like Connecticut is so small that if you're gonna be from that area, you're probably from like New York or Boston or something.
Paul Manafort's from Connecticut.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
It's a quality.
Mark Twain and Paul Manafort.
There you go.
Thank you, Connecticut.
Very cool.
For your offerings to society.
Hey, Mark Twain.
No, that's good. That's good.
That's...
But Paul Manafort.
That's good.
He would be from Connecticut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just sort of a...
Kind of... Thanks.
Hey, I mean, cool. New Jersey is not that different.
But we
have a lot more people.
Mm. Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
What's the population of New Jersey?
It's like 7 or 8 million. It's probably more than 8 million now. Maybe closer to 9.
And Connecticut's like 5...
That's
wrong.
A lot.
How many?
I didn't think it would be that many. I mean, New Jersey is very dense.
Oh, no. It's like 3.5.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Jersey is, for population density, I think it's one of the highest states.
Impressive.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. However, I think it is still like 70% farmland or forest.
Also impressive.
Which people don't realize, you know. They're all like, oh, it's the turnpike or whatever. Which it is, but, like, there's also more to New Jersey than that.
Yeah. I mean, Connecticut is, like, it's a highway. But at the same time, there is farmland, too.
Yeah. I've only been in Connecticut, like, 4 times.
Using the highway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I actually stopped somewhere in Connecticut.
Cool.
I mean, hey, I enjoyed the highway.
Can I say the same thing about New Jersey? Yes, I can.
Yeah, so this New Jersey is a little
perfect.
Bit... It has a slightly longer highway.
That's right.
And there's
slightly
also,
larger state. Hence the slightly larger highway.
Yeah, who would have thought? All right, I want one final topic to talk about.
Yeah. I've been trying to think because it's like, I know this is really compelling infrastructure talk, but at the same time, I feel like we should, you know, chat about something. Oh, I guess award seasons. So, on the 12th of December, it's the Game Awards.
Okay.
Which is like it's like a weird, it's like the Oscars or the Grammys, but for video games.
Yeah.
It's only started, like, a couple years ago.
Wait, what about, like, Game of the Year?
Yeah, that's...
Is that Game Awards?
Well, I think everyone has their own little Game of the Year.
Because they've been doing that for, like, a while.
Yeah, but, like, everyone does their own one. You know what I mean? Like, IGN does their own Game of the Year.
Oh, really?
And, like, whoever else does their own Game of the Year.
Okay.
So it's, like, not... That's the thing. All those, like, award titles, anyone could just say that.
Yeah, like, that's true.
That's that, and then.
But the Game Awards are trying to be, like, the next big thing.
Yeah, because they have, like, the trophy that looks vaguely Oscar-esque. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
So, are they, like, best actor in an action game? For, like, motion capture?
I think there is a motion capture actor award.
Because so many games are motion capture now. Yeah. It's basically
What's that guy, Norman Reedus? I think he's up for that award this year.
Wait, he was... What game was that?
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding, right.
Yeah.
He was the Walking Dead guy, right?
Mm.
Did you watch The Walking Dead?
No.
Me neither.
Did you?
No, I... Isn't
you strike
going?
Me as someone who would have watched it.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Isn't the show really bad?
Well, no, I mean, at the start of it really good.
And then it got bad.
And then it got bad, but people stopped watching it when it got bad.
And then it got better?
No.
Is it done now?
I don't know.
I just...
My brother was really into it when it was good, and he's probably still kind of into it, but not a whole lot. Like, he's less so now. Like, his fandom focus has moved on to Marvel.
Okay.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really watched a lot of long season TV shows, because there's, like, you know, 15 seasons of Walking
Dead.
That's
crazy. It should have ended so much, so...
That's the thing. Yeah. When you write a TV show, you should have an arc...
And, like, have it be
You should
done.
Plan out for every season.
Yeah.
Because that way you're leading to some hole, so every episode can contribute to that.
Do you think Breaking Bad did that?
Yes.
Yeah?
I know they did. I know Vince Gilligan, they created it to be 5 seasons.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good way of doing it.
And, because it makes the story so much better that way, because they know where they're going, so nothing feels... The twists are twists, but they don't feel like random...
They're
arbitrary,
like,
twists.
They're like planned out twists.
Yeah, where it's like it shocks you, but it shocks you because it was so well executed.
You know where this is leading?
Expectations subverted? Star Wars?
Expectations subverted, Game of Thrones.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
It still hurts.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I don't know what that show is. I've never heard of it.
No, I haven't either.
Game of Thrones? That sounds...
Not like I watched all of it.
Is that about musical chairs? What is
it? I think so.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, that's, yeah, because they have the guy, Sean Bean is sitting in a really spiky chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think they moved the chair around.
Different people sit in the chair.
Okay.
So, like, it must be.
And I know there's music playing the whole time. Apparently the music's really good.
Yeah. That is the best part.
It's musical chairs with cellos.
Nice.
So that's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
God.
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
There's a TV show for High School Musical?
On Disney Plus, they just made it.
What?
But it's like...
Is Zac Efron in it?
I have no idea.
Like,
do
you
think I know any more details other than the ridiculous name?
I don't know. You brought it up.
That's because it has a ridiculous name.
Wait, say the name again?
High School Musical, the series.
I think that's kind of funny.
It's vaguely entertaining, but it's also like...
I can't tell if they meant that to be funny.
No, they totally did.
There must be some producer who was like, "Heh, this is funny." And he's like,
just like H-E-H, all lowercase.
Oh, yeah. High School Musical, the musical, the series. That's so funny. Why is that so funny? I don't know.
I like it, though.
You watch it?
No.
Well,
I don't have Disney Plus. Also, I don't watch High School Musical.
Wait, it's on Disney Plus. I have to get my free trial so I can watch it.
Yeah.
I've only seen the first High School Musical all the way through.
I don't know if I don't remember which one I saw, but it was like in fifth grade in music class at the end of the year.
You better have seen the original.
It was probably the original that I saw.
That's a timeless classic.
But I do not remember anything about it, I'm going to be honest.
What about... Do you remember Zac Efron?
Like, yeah, yes.
And what was her name? Vanessa Hudgens?
I don't know. Maybe.
And, I mean, the basketball dance?
I don't.
Get your head in the game?
I mean, I know that... So, I know that sort of stuff because other people reference it, not okay. Because I have distinct memories from the movie about it.
That you should watch it. I think you should watch it today. Go home and watch High School Musical.
I really don't want to.
I watched part of it recently, and I was like, wow, this is bad.
It seems bad.
Like, I don't remember this being so cheesy. I mean, it makes sense. It's a Disney movie.
Well, yeah. That doesn't mean it needs to be bad.
It's just so funny, though. I don't know. I really enjoy it. I would watch it again, for sure. Well, I guess we should wrap up.
I guess so.
What do you talk about today?
We need to do our...
We referenced a bunch of stuff. Talked about mayonnaise.
What was cookies. Your answer to the favorite cookie? Question?
I said Oreos.
Oreos?
Or cake.
Mine was pizza.
Yeah. That's how you sum up the episode. What's your favorite cookie? Pizza. Okay, thanks for listening.
Cool.
And then we talked about Star Wars and just sort of serious things.
Ranted about, like, television.
This was actually the Cinemaphile episode.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Where we flexed our cultural muscles. I just pretend I know things, but I don't know anything.
We don't know anything.
I do know that I'm ready for my bowl of mayonnaise.
I was just about to say the same thing.
I'm ready to go have dinner.
Why don't you go have your mayo?
And we'll be back next week.